Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for today and every single day. We are glad that you're joining us. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Yes, that's indeed right. We have trademarked the name. Don't anyone else
exactly
ever use it. We will be hearing for our attorneys. Cease and desist. Hi, welcome. Thank you. Join us. It's Mental Health Radio. We're always glad to bring you shows. We're always glad to bring you interesting shows on wellness, and this week is no exception. We are joined by our longtime local yoga instructor, Deepa Patel, and she's going to tell us about all things yoga today. And we've kind of been talking in terms of developing the show, and I think when our production, our scratch production crew, you know, a bunch of like real serious expert people, we're sitting around going, hey, let's do a show on yoga. We're like, okay, child's pose, let's do this. And so our vision of what we thought we'd be doing when we kind of signed Deep off for this was a very basic kind of, I guess, an outsider's view of what yoga is at its most rudimentary, conceptualized as. And yeah. Every conversation yeah. since then has kind of expanded my awareness of where we were going today. So welcome aboard, Deepa.
Thank you, Scott. Hello, everyone out there. Thank you for listening to this program. So yoga.
No, we decided to go for our listeners is, so what does yoga have to do with mental health? You know, this is a mental health program.
Weekly Wellness Radio.
Weekly Wellness Radio. So why do a yoga show? And what's the relationship between yoga and mental health?
Well, to begin with, let me explain where yoga actually is derived from. Mm-hmm. The root word is yuj. In Sanskrit, it means union or yoke or to unite. To reunite the individual self with the absolute or pure consciousness. Well, today, more than any time in the human history, people are facing more stress, tension that are beyond control. Thousands and thousands are turning into tranquilizers, sleeping pills, alcohol, and so on in vain attempt to cope. Yoga is the way of life. That is what I can say from my experience. It can teach you to bring stress under control, not only on the physical, but on the mental and spiritual levels too.
Okay, so that's how it's related to mental health.
Sure.
And related to stress. Now, but you mentioned spiritual. And I think one of the first things that jumps into people's mind when they hear yoga is...
Religion.
As a yoga instructor, where do you stand on that? And how does it fit?
And you know what? And that's a good question because... There was an issue in San Diego School District that they were teaching yoga to children.
To help them manage their stress and focus and
it was completely, parents started up to object because they are trying to impose religion onto my child. And so it was like booted out of the district.
Booted out.
Fair enough. Well, yoga is not a religion to begin with. It's an ancient science of living your life. That's how I understand it. Let me give you an example of an automobile. A human body can be compared to a car. Five things that any automobile needs to run properly, whether it's a Rolls-Royce or a rusty old car. Lubrication.
Am I supposed to raise my hand on that one?
Cooling system, electric current, fuel, and a sensible driver behind the wheel.
Okay.
Now, in yoga, asana, the posture, lubricates the body. They keep the muscles and joints running smoothly, tones all the internal organs and increases circulation without creating any fatigue. Asanas are the postures to be held and are performed slowly and meditatively. Now relaxation cools off the body, where pranayama, the breathing techniques, is the electric current. Fuel is provided by the healthy food, water, and the air we breathe. Lastly, we have meditation that stills the mind and gives us the positivity, the driver behind the wheel.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.